Well, I guess agriculture since, I guess, the Green Revolution post-World War II has been quite a chemical-based system and quite a destructive force on the planet. But a biofertilizer itself is essentially a biologically-based mineral fertilizer. So we're still using sulfates. We're still using, you know, boron or zinc or potassium or iron or whatever it is that your crop needs. And the way that minerals get into plants is through the action of microbial activity in the soil. We're simply taking the microbial base, which can be derived from a ruminant animal or other sources, and using that biology to solubilize those minerals so that that foliar spray or soil drench can be put on with the minerals in a plant available form. So it's the same process that naturally occurs in a healthy soil. We're just mimicking that and doing it in drums or 5,000 litre rainwater tanks or 20,000 litre rainwater tanks. I mean, it depends how big your operation is. The thing is once the microbial activity in your soil, or once microbes have been destroyed or depleted through, you know, cultivation and the use of agrochemicals, how can you get soluble minerals to your plant? Well, the only way that you can get them to your plant is with salt-based fertilizers, and that in itself then leads to a whole range of problems there. It becomes a very slippery slope.
So in your view, Kim, are Australian farmers too reliant on artificial fertilisers?
Oh, look, I don't think, yeah, I mean, the Australian situation is really no different than any other situation anywhere in the world. There's about 140,000 farmers in Australia and approximately 5,000 could be considered to be using regenerative practices. You know, the current paradigm, I guess, of agriculture, agrochemical-based agriculture is pretty ingrained and pretty strong and has been such for a couple of generations. But certainly older farmers can remember a time when there wasn't such a heavy reliance on agrochemicals. But I guess, you know, with the pressure that's on farmers now to produce, you know, more widgets per square metre in the commodities market, massive expansion in productivity, but it's certainly set farmers down a track of, you know, where the squeeze is now on rising cost of inputs and particularly in Australia, the pressure from the duopoly. So they're really being squeezed on both sides, one on the cost of production and then squeezed on the other side in the commodities market by being price receivers rather than price setters.
If healthier soils lead to better economic outcomes, then why aren't more farmers adopting these ideas?
Well, I guess there's I think change is one of the biggest things. Change is hard for anybody. If you've been doing something for not only your own life but, you know, many generations, then that change in itself is a challenge. Then I also think that the normal channels for information are not necessarily in the innovative sphere. You know, the mainstream of information that I guess the majority of farmers get their information through and seek information from are not necessarily providing information that is cutting edge, or is, you know, I guess what we do is we're out on the, or as you call the lunatic fringe. we're sort of the alternative area of agriculture.
Hocus pocus kind of stuff, Kim.
Well, I mean, there's certainly been an element of that over the last 7 or 8 years of being, you know, called black magic and snake oil and a number of things.
So do you think it's a case of farmers know they need to head off in a different direction when it comes to soil restoration, but they're just confused by the sheer volume of information out there?
Absolutely. I think that is a really key thing. You know, and look, let's be honest, there is a lot of snake oil out there. What farmers are seeking is education. They want knowledge. They want information because there's a myriad of options out there. They're looking at doing something different than what's been done up until this point because they're seeing that, you know, it's not working necessarily as they want it to work or as it did work before. But where do they go to do things a little bit differently?